Good morning, sports investors. How are you doing today? Welcome back to the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagering. I am your beloved host, Fame Rothstein, a.k.a. Michael Snackson, a.k.a. Beowulf, a.k.a. Malcolm Excellence, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Famelo Ball, a.k.a. Hurricane. But you can call me Slurrifane. And today is Sunday, December 4th, 2022. It is about 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the beautiful, lovely Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. That makes it about 4 a.m. Pacific Time and about 1 a.m. in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening and welcome back to the show. Now, before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact www.gamblersanonymous.org if you feel you have a problem with gaming. But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors. Man, it's been so long since I came over here. I forgot what our last record was. I'm sorry. I do need to get back on the regular schedule because, Ohio is starting sports betting in less than a month on January 1st. And, you know, that's why I am based out of. So I definitely owe those people, right? So, but usually I've been on the YouTube channel, okay? The Betting Public Sports Show. Make sure you have that whole thing, the Betting Public Sports Show. Because I think somebody's trying to bite on the name and call themselves the Betting Public or something like that. Yeah, but it's got Fred from Scooby-Doo in the avatar. That's me, okay? So, yeah, I got joints for us today, all right? But probably not today, definitely tomorrow, though. Make sure you are subscribed to the YouTube because I'm going to have an episode about Dion. Got to go in on that one, all right? So make sure you listen to that on and subscribing to the YouTube channel. All right, but other than that, I got joints, all right? So let's just get right into it because I was just reading my Spotify rap for the podcast and was kind of thrilled, like, okay, nice. You know, I'm sure it's their job to find the most positive thing they can, you know, even if they had to, you know, misinterpret numbers or mislead you with numbers, but nonetheless, it was still inspiring, right? But like I said, let's get right into it. Here at 1 o'clock today, you got the Cleveland Browns going to Houston. Deshaun Watson comes back. The return of the Mac, huh? no disrespect. But yeah, with him coming back, it ain't like he ain't been doing nothing. He's been not like he's been doing absolutely nothing. He's been practicing with them. He just hadn't been playing any games. So he'll be a little game rusty, especially the first half. But Cleveland is stout. Even with, you know, Jacoby Brissett, they just need him to not be a total disaster. And he wasn't. They're still in the thick of it. Could, you know, grab one of these playoff seats because, you know, they got two games on Cincinnati, who probably won't win the division. All right? So, in Houston, you know, like I said, you got that little former, you know, team revenge game. So, we're going to take Deshaun Watson and the Browns -8, okay, against Houston, right? Deshaun Watson and the Browns -8 against Houston. Second game we got also at 1 o'clock. You got the Detroit Lions hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, Detroit is a one-point favorite, you know, based on the fact they're at home. I don't know if they're going to win or not. I don't really care. I just know that Jacksonville's defense is just basically average at best, giving up about 2,800 yards passing, 17 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. And I think that our man, Jared Goff, is able to get off on them. All right. So he's at even money for over 1.5 total touchdowns. And we're going to take him on that. All right. Jared Goff, over 1.5 total touchdowns at even money. Okay. The Browns game, that's a normal spread, -113, -110, whatever it is for whatever book you use. Because there's no tease there, right? And then the last game that we got is also on the YouTube this morning. It's a 4 o'clock game, 4:25 p.m. You got national TV broadcast. You got the Bengals, 2-point underdogs, hosting two and a half point underdog as they host the Kansas City Chiefs. Okay. It's just like we told you. I'm just going to cut this real short and simple, okay, because the Chiefs got all that heat, and they still got heat. Even losing Cheetah, they still got heat, okay, and the Bengals got their heat. But Bengals and Chase and Mixon and P. Ryan and Higgins, all right, and then you over there in Kansas City, you got, you know, Juju Smith-Schuster, Kelsey, Miko Hardman, they got players. But here's the thing. Two times last year, once in the regular season, once in the playoffs, the Bengals were down at least 3 touchdowns. I'm going to say 21 points, and came back and beat the Chiefs both times. Once in Cincinnati in the regular season, once for the AFC title in Kansas City. They've got their number. This Bengals iteration is a bad matchup for the Chiefs. I don't know what it is. It's just a bad matchup for them. You know, because the Chiefs ain't going to give you 21. Both games, they only scored 3 in the second half. When did the Chiefs only score 3.5 points? This is a bad matchup for them. They can't beat them. They're shook. All right, and that's why we're going to take the Bengals on the money line. +112. All right, -2. Damn, +2. What's the point of taking that? Might as well take them on the money line. Bengals on the money line, all right, +112, all right, so let's recap. Okay, 2-1 o'clock NFL games. We have the Browns, -8 in Houston. Okay, also at 1 o'clock, we got Jared Goff, even money to get over 1.5 total touchdown passes. And at 4:25 p.m., at +112 odds, we got the Bengals on the money line hosting the Chiefs, all right? So there you have it. You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto: if there's games to be played, there's money to be made. We'll be back tomorrow because I got to go in on Dion on the pod, on the video side. So we'll be here tomorrow, I promise. All right. But in the meantime, let's hook up on social media if we're not already. My Twitter is at Biggie Rothstein, BiggieRothstein. Instagram at Fame_Rothstein, FAME_Rothstein. Okay, don't forget my email address, FameRothstein@yahoo.com, FAME_Rothstein@yahoo.com. And please don't forget to like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, leave comments. But most importantly, share the content that you see on the following YouTube pages. The first one is the one that goes with this show, the Betting Public Sports Show. Okay, like I said, you have a picture of Fred from Scooby-Doo in the Avatar. And then the other one is this channel, BCDK_OH_game, all right, and that's to our show that should be starting about January, all right, our game show in Ohio, should be starting January, all right, but there you have it. Let's go get our action in, let's be safe, let's be courteous, and we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it. But until then, folks, be well, peace.